This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everybody? This is episode 156 of the Ridge Hunter Outdoors Podcast. We're here at the Iowa Deer Classic. This is our fourth year here, I think we decided. We were talking earlier today. Yesterday, Saturday, we're recording on Sunday. Saturday was about as busy as we remember it being. So unlike some of the other shows that seem to maybe be dying off a little bit or going downhill, this one I think is just continuing to grow, like the Deer and Beer Fest there in Bloomington as well, which we'll be at. We're going to be at the Illinois Deer Classic here in a couple weeks, too. So if you guys are going to be at that one, make sure you stop by and see us. We'll be the same booth we were last year. I don't know what number it is. I'm sure I could find out. I'll post it on our socials when I do find out. But this is the first time in the 4 years. We always record an episode while we're at these shows, but this is the first time we've actually been on video, so you guys can kind of see the booth a little bit. We just started officially doing video on the podcast a couple weeks ago, so figured we might as well get you guys a look from the show to see what it looks like. We're obviously not live, but live-ish. You guys can see what's going on, get the feel, the atmosphere. It's always a great show here. There's a reason we've come back for 4 years. It's looking a little bit different upstairs where they used to have basically, I think the first year we were here, it was only all the bucks, the mounts and stuff. And then we ended up there when they first put booths up there, and then we came down here. We got moved to this spot. But now there's more booths up there than there are deer heads. So they're growing, which is good to see. They've expanded to the upstairs. And obviously they've still got the big buck contest and everything like that. And that's always one of my favorite things to go look at.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we talk about, we see a lot of big antlers all the time. And we talked about this yesterday. It kind of takes some pretty big antlers for us, me and him, kind of to be like, man, that's a really nice deer. Just not because we kill a ton of big deer or anything, but you just see them at the shop. So it doesn't register necessarily. You kind of grow callous to it, I guess. We go up there, and then there's a 250-inch buck with velvet all over it, and you're like, that's a pretty nice deer.
Yeah. I don't care who you are, you pay attention to that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. That's always one of my favorite parts. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, yeah. The 160s and 170s just kind of blend in up there, which is extraordinary, you know. They won't blend in anywhere else, you know, but they do here.
No, the 160-inch sheds that we got sitting on the table here, and your one, that one's 150.
Pretty normal.
Yeah.
And they just look like, if you'd take them up in that room, they'd laugh at us.
Correct. Get those things out of here.
I don't know if they'd do that now.
There were like two deer up there, I think, that are 140, but it's pretty impressive is what we're getting at.
Yes.
Always one of my favorite things to see. But your favorite buck wasn't even here this year.
Correct. I have not seen him. He wasn't there yesterday, at least.
You guys can probably, well, I don't know if they'll be able to hear that through the mics or not, but there's a booth behind us that's got a
gigantic winch for something.
Swift lift, they call it.
Yeah. It's incredibly noisy.
Yes.
But it hasn't been too bad. It's not like being around the goose calls or the duck calls or anything.
Well, Nate tried to answer a turkey call, and they quit. So I'm thinking that's the thing to do.
Even that hasn't been obnoxious, though.
No.
I've been to shows where tons of waterfowl stuff, and they're just calling all day, every day. Everybody thinks they can blow a duck call, so they have to stop and blow them.
Correct.
And it gets extremely obnoxious.
Yes.
Especially the later you get on Saturday.
Yep.
People get a little more encouragement in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
the,
sure.
The guy that's been looking at it all day finally comes back and blows it.
Yes, after he's had several.
Yes.
Yeah. So that gets fairly obnoxious times. But other than that, if you're not around that at these kind of shows, it's always a great time. There's always good people here to talk to. One thing I do like about being over here where we're at is even though it was as busy as we've seen it, it still was never like, I didn't feel like over here it was ever where people didn't think they could stop and talk. Over in the other hall, there's times where it's just like herding cattle.
Yeah.
So I spent some time over there yesterday talking to a few people. And especially around certain booths that everybody knows, it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, the number of Amish men that will stop and watch a TV is unbelievable.
Allegedly. You don't know that's what they're doing. you suspect that might be what they're doing.
Yeah. It's like moths to a flame.
There is an Amish corner over there that seems to where they stop. I don't know.
Yeah, if you guys were here and you did see our setup, right around the corner from us, there's one of these great big poles. And every one of them, we got our TV facing out that way. Because Nate's giant buck attracts the people from that direction. And then our TV faces that direction. So hopefully draws them in. Like I said, Amishman moth to a flame. But they will stop at the corner, and about half of them will do this and just watch. And the other half of them will do one of these numbers. And they'll kind of scratch their head, and they'll look up again. Like, they really don't want you to know.
Head turn, side eye. Yeah.
Yes. So if any of them are watching this, maybe comment. Let us know if you guys watched it or not. But some of you guys were trying to fool us, and you weren't. I don't think we have any danger of them commenting.
You never know.
But it could happen.
They're not going to see this.
You don't think so?
No.
They get rides in trucks, too.
That's true.
You know, what if they're in that one of them passenger vans, and they've got the screen? You there's, know, for the kids in the back. And
there's
somebody,
always a possibility, I suppose.
That's right. Somebody just Bluetooths it, and there we are talking about them.
Yep. Is Lee running video for those guys?
No. He'll play them songs occasionally.
He will?
Yeah.
So what's his go-to?
Oh, I don't know.
Play them old country or what?
You know,
hair band stuff?
I don't even know. They'd get
really
a big kick out of that.
Really get some pumped up?
They'd get a big kick out of that.
That'd be awesome.
No telling how fast they'd build them buildings if they were listening to 80s hair bands.
AC/DC. Yeah, they'd turn their turnaround time would go from a week to 3 days. But aside from all that, there's a lot of great people here. Not that they're not. There's a lot of great people here to talk to, which is aside from seeing all the big deer, sure. That's really my favorite part of coming to the shows is getting to meet new people and even – not new people. People we've talked to in, at past shows. Every year we come, there's more people that, hey, I talked to you guys last year, which is cool. And we always enjoy talking to you guys. So even if you're going to be at the Illinois show, if we saw you here, stop by and say hi again. Mm-hmm. I know there'll be some people there that weren't here that we'll get to talk to that I'm looking forward to seeing. That it's kind of one of those deals you don't really get to see them but once a year. Mm-hmm. Like the Black River guys, I mean, we talked to them here last year.
Yep.
And then, I mean, you don't see them.
Always good tips on food from them boys.
For sure.
Yep.
We showed up and they was like, hey, how you guys doing? Just like, you know, because that's the thing too at these shows. We've had some rotation around us, but usually there's at least one other booth that is pretty consistent with where you're at. So you kind of get to know them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And even if not that, just they're still at the show. We went and talked to the outfitter up there and I've met him. I forget. Maybe we met him at the Deer and Beer Fest a few years ago, and it's just one of those deals. You see him at the show, say hi, we'll talk for 10 or 15 minutes about everything. Kind of, hey, how's it going? How you doing with this? And, you know, it's just it's nice to have those conversations too. So that's ultimately my favorite part of coming to these shows and why we still do it. Try to pick up some new followers too and meet some new people as well, but also the ones you know. Obviously, the Thin Blue Line guys. We always enjoy talking to them.
Obviously,
boys.
What about the Thin Blue Line guys?
If you guys don't follow them, you should.
Yeah, or
follow.
Not.
Yeah, follow their socials. They are a good time, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
The problem is most of the stuff that we all get to talk about and share stories don't make it to any social media. Some of the best ones are probably best left unsaid.
Yeah.
In front of a microphone. But, no, those guys are cool. They're always up here. They'll be at the Illinois shows. We like to give them a hard time because they're cops. And they like to give us a hard time because we're firefighters. But it's good. It's good.
All good, clean fun.
Oh, yeah. We met them. We were right beside them at the Deer and Beer Fest a few years ago when we first met them.
Yeah.
And now every show we'll go eat with them at least one meal on the weekend. And we're working on doing some type of competition with those guys. We've kicked around the idea. I don't know exactly what we're going to do, and we may do more than one.
We'll have to water it down, otherwise it won't be fair for them.
That's true.
Most of the time we're going to be better at about anything you can imagine.
I was thinking maybe they wouldn't understand the complexity of any
kind
of competition.
Too, right. Yeah, that too.
But that said, we're going to come up with something simple enough for them to understand and have a chance to win.
At least a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way it's good content. We don't want to just blow them out.
No, that wouldn't be fair.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want to see a cop cry.
No, we kicked around the idea of like a big buck competition. We kicked around the idea of doing some kind of competition at the shows. And I mean, we got ringers for everything, so I don't know what they're thinking. Unless they got one up their sleeve we don't know about, but I really doubt it. Cops aren't too good at keeping their cards close to the vest.
I'm not going to leave that one alone.
No, we always have a lot of fun with those guys. They wrapped our booth up in caution tape last year at the Illinois show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Remind me the idea I had for them.
That's the second time told me that.
Yes.
You can't say it here.
No, they might listen to this.
Well, it might wake them up in the squad car if they're sleeping in the middle of the night. They might hear that. Yeah.
Did we put a flashing blue light on their booth or something?
Or we turned it on.
Okay, they had
We turned their flashing lights on. Yeah, because
of course Blake they sent had. Blake sent them some donuts.
We sent them some donuts.
Yeah.
Yep.
All good, clean fun.
Yeah, which I don't know if Cody got any of them or not. I think
probably not. Nate probably scarfed those down.
Scarfed those down.
They've got a Nate, too, and he's very similar to ours.
Correct.
In a lot of ways. Some ways not.
Yeah.
But in a lot of ways. So that's always fun. We're always making new relationships, too. I mean, you just never know who you're going to meet and who you're going to hit it off with. That's probably the best thing about these coming to these kind of shows. And even though we talked about the ATA, I think I did an episode on it. It's kind of going downhill because people don't like the face-to-face as much. They don't have to. There's still a good number of people, obviously, who like to talk to a person in person. They like to see the products, feel them, and use them, get to see how they work, that stuff. Where a reel can only do so much, or a video on Facebook or a podcast, it's nice to get your hands on a product and test it out for yourself. It's nice to talk to somebody, ask them questions directly. And that's the other thing these are good for. So, and we do that too. I mean, I enjoy walking around and seeing the new stuff or stuff that I've seen before. And finally, it's just like, I want to know how that works or what their idea is, you know.
Yeah.
We've shot different kinds of bows at all these shows and stuff that I wouldn't have got to shoot otherwise. So, no, it's always a lot of fun. You guys got any other thoughts before we just end this one? This is always a short episode too. Normally our Monday episodes would be 30, 45 minutes to an hour, and then Friday episodes were about 20 minutes. We're working on a series right now, public land buck bedding, which is really just buck bedding, but we're focusing, the first episode was kind of that will be the mainly focused on public because we're talking about locating, using maps and whatnot, which you're not going to have to do on your private land. But we're going to do another part to that series this week. I don't know if it'll be two-part or three-parter, but make sure you stay tuned for that. That's all I got for this one. Jump on here, say hi to everybody.
Going to be at the Illinois show.
Yep. 2 weeks from now.
How much?
Which is the 23rd, 21st, 2nd, and 3rd.
That sounds right.
Okay. Somewhere that weekend is when we'll be up there. So like I said earlier, if I don't know what booth we're in, I'll try to post it when I figure it out, what number. But you guys will find us if you're there. Make sure you stop by and say hi. We'd really enjoy talking to you and about the show and everything else we got going on. We got some good partners we'll tell you about too.
Usually have some good buddies up there come by and talk to us up at the Illinois show.
Yeah. The BHA guys are going to be hanging out with us at that show. Hopefully they're going to try to come up Saturday and hang out in our booth. So if you guys want to talk to them or get some more information on the Illinois backcountry hunters and anglers, you can definitely stop by Saturday. We're going to be doing a giveaway at that show as well. So if you want in on that, last year we gave away one of our Flambeau decoys. I don't know. I've kicked around the idea of doing that again. I might give away Nate's turkey decoy. We don't know.
Hey, there you go.
We'll just see what happens. We might give away one of Nate's
cheaper
guns.
That way.
Yeah. Or his deer heads. I don't know. We'll find something.
He might draw the line at the deer head.
Maybe. No. You got enough of them. I don't think Haley would mind if you got rid of a couple.
You never have enough, do you?
If it wasn't the money that was in them, you know.
Money's got nothing to do with it.
It has a lot to do with it.
All right. So make sure you come to the Illinois show and see if we give away Nate's 180-inch deer or not. Could happen.
Somebody might steal it. Somebody stole one of our hats.
That's true. I forgot about that. If you stole our hat, all you had to do was ask.
Yeah.
I've been trying to give these things away for 2 days. So, yeah, we had a hat sitting out here on our table. We've never had any issues with
ever.
That with these shows.
Never, ever.
Leave merchandise. I don't leave anything expensive, but we'll leave merchandise out and stuff and never had any troubles. Yesterday, we came back after Friday night. One of our hats is missing. We were sure the cops did it.
Yep.
But when I walked over to their booth and I didn't see it and they didn't have crap-eating grins on their face, I knew that they didn't because, I said, there's no way they could keep it in.
No, no.
And they told us at breakfast this morning because I didn't ask them about it. They told us at breakfast that I asked them. They said, no, we didn't. Sure enough, someone stole our hat. So if you got our hat, at least buy some mineral or something. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Represent us well.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Thieves are who we really want wearing.
That's true.
Wearing our brand, but I guess maybe you're honest otherwise. So,
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. All right.
That's a good. What's the best product you've seen up here? See anything new that you like? Ooh,
the best product.
I was really looking for a camouflage coat, and I didn't really see.
You've not seen any camouflage coats here?
I've seen camouflage coats. None of them that really just stuck out and said, buy me. Mm-hmm. You know, and I didn't even look at the price, so it wasn't that. It was just, I don't know.
Didn't catch your eye.
It did not. And
it's
there's
camo.
Some nice stuff up
it's
here.
Camo. It's not supposed to catch your eye.
Well, you got me there.
Right?
You've got me there.
Man, so they're all top-notch.
Yeah, evidently so.
Objection leading the witness. It was a horrible line of question.
Penalties offset, first down.
Yes. What about you? You got a favorite? I can't think of one that, like, really stood out, honestly. There's
when
I'm not
cream.
Saying there's no good ones
ice
here.
Cream.
Ice cream was good. Yeah.
That's my favorite so far. When we walked around this morning, that bow hanger that's like 4 foot long.
Oh,
sticking
yeah.
Sticking off that tree.
You enjoyed that.
I don't know what I think about it, but it was at least interesting. Mm-hmm. I never have, so I did lose my favorite bow hanger.
Uh-oh. You leave it somewhere?
No, nah, it fell out of my bag somewhere.
Oh, okay. That'll happen.
It had to.
Yeah, that can happen.
Anyway, that was my favorite bow hanger. Screwed into the tree easier than any hanger I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
It had the, and that's, it literally said that on the thing.
They wouldn't lie.
Yeah, they said they had the best screw system in the industry.
That's, the best screw in the industry.
That's exactly what it said. So, there's another innuendo there, I suppose.
We can start marketing that, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're ever going to prove it.
Yeah, those guys, that's what they
did. Ask the cowboy. He might know.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway.
I think it was an easy hanger. Easy Y hanger. Mm-hmm. or easy climb. I don't know. I lost it. I liked it. I've been trying to find another one like it,
mm-hmm.
and then I happen to see those things. They're like 4 foot long and incredibly expensive, but you should be able to put your bow exactly where you want it at any time.
How many folds does it have?
I don't know, like four or something.
So
I don't
you
know.
Could literally hang it a foot from the tree or 4 foot from the tree
yep.
or around the other side of the tree. Or
yep.
just
how big were the sections? Because I was trying to think of how you're going to carry this thing in.
I feel like they were about a foot each.
Were they?
Well, that's not four bad. Foot's an exaggeration, but I really think it was at least 3 foot.
It was 3 foot for sure. Yes. Yep. Remember the one you were talking about.
But it doesn't screw in the tree. It's got like a base and everything you got to put on there mm-hmm. and then pin it together up there.
How big was the one that screwed in the tree that you really liked?
Two section, about 20 inches, I'm saying. Two section, and on the end, the hanger on the end swung around.
So how big was the thread? How many threads did it have on it? Like how long was the... screwing part.
2 inches.
Okay.
Maybe.
I was thinking it might have to be considerable to hold a bow 4 foot from the tree, you know what I mean? Versus the strap.
Yeah, oh yeah, these guys, they just had that big strap, you know, and I don't know. Seems like a lot. Oh well.
I did like, if I was a mobile guy and I didn't want to use a saddle, I did like the nested setup
pack system.
Yeah, where you could pack your stand and your sticks right there kind of all in a backpack.
I saw that.
My problem with that is if you're not filming, it ain't a big deal because you can get one of those. I have one of those fanny packs. Well, it's like a multi. It's got different pockets, goes around your waist. And if we weren't filming, I didn't have to have a camera and all that stuff. I could do that. That's what I used to do with my climber. My problem now with the filming stuff is I got nowhere to put my backpack if I got something on my back and I need all the stuff. But if you weren't doing that, like for a public land setup or even just being mobile on your own property or permission property, I think that'd be pretty slick.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to see how the sticks came off the backpack and all that? No, I didn't either.
Mm-mm. I've seen a couple guys packing them around.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like a enclosed backing on it that holds the sticks in, and they go on the... on the stand. I'm surprised Blake didn't say anything about those. He's a hang and hunt guy.
He was looking at Lone Wolf stuff.
Oh,
he really liked the new Lone Wolf stuff. I'm surprised he didn't leave with some.
I do really like the Lone Wolf stuff, too. I really like the old Lone Wolf that I've got.
Mm-hmm.
But
they've only made it better.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And more expensive.
They've been around. They've been around for a while. I'm sure their R&D's
and they're made
top-notch.
In America.
Yeah.
Still, I assume.
Yeah.
They always were before, so that's worth something.
I thought they said the stand and the sticks. I shouldn't say this for sure, but I thought they said the stand and four sticks was like 10 pounds. Everything fit together, like really flat, fit together well. It had rubber buttons everywhere, so you weren't going to make any noise coming on, putting on, or taking off.
I promised I'd still make noise.
The idea was that they were setting you up for success for not making noise. But, yeah, it does look like really nice stuff if you're into the mobile stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know you were really eyeballing this electric four-wheeler over here. You really wanted one of those.
I walked by, and when it said electric, I'm a carbon guy. I'm going to – except when it comes to aerials, I'm an aluminum aero guy, but not into too much electric stuff. So, you know,
and they had an electric Ranger over there Nate was eyeballing too.
Give me the fuel.
He's all about EVs.
Give me the fuel.
I looked under the seat of that four-wheeler, and I was like, where's the motor at? There's just a big hole under there.
Where do you change the oil on those things?
They're still looking, you know. They're still looking for the drain plug.
Who makes that? It'd probably be all right. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure it would. The thing that I would like about it is it's quiet.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it should be.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to a guy, though, from Alabama. Like when he hunts,
buggies. Yeah.
He runs his four-wheeler in, brings all his stuff to the base of the tree, then drives his four-wheeler out. And he says the deer will – then he walks back, and he says the deer will come in because they know the four-wheeler's left.
I know that an Alabama deer would do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what he said. This guy's – I mean, he's solid. That's what he said. I believe him. But he says you leave the four-wheeler there, that's the reason you see them when you're gone, because they know when you leave.
Well, I'd say especially the resident does are going to
– Yep.
If nothing else, they hear that thing come and hear it go, they're curious what happened.
Yeah.
Just like running your tractor out there.
And in Alabama, they're like, oh, the corn's here.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like Pavlov's dogs. Yeah. They start slobbering whenever they hear the four-wheeler leave.
I think he's a peanut farmer, so I'm not sure about the corn.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'd be curious to how much the bucks, I'm sure they would, they're probably bedded far enough away. Hopefully they're bedded far enough away. I wouldn't want to ride my four-wheeler in anywhere close to a buck's bedding. You've seen what that does firsthand.
Yeah.
Preseason, at least.
Yeah.
But
they don't like it.
And they're not coming back that evening. However, if you're just close to the does, I could definitely see the does coming out even earlier just to see what was going on. And then, I mean, if the bucks filter through later.
And wanting to blow.
Well, probably that, too. Probably that, too. But that's if I was going to get an electric four-wheeler, that's why I would do it. Because I do like the idea of, like, the electric, like side-by-side type of things, because it would be nicer than the electric bike at times, especially two guys going in for a camera or whatever. You're not leaving that much scent. It's quiet. You can ride it wherever you need to. But just overall, yeah, I like my Can-Am.
I feel like Bad Boy Buggies did pretty well a long time ago with an electric side-by-side.
They had the right marketing,
golf
too.
Golf cart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically a glorified golf cart. Yeah. With camo on it.
I knew a guy that had one. I always thought they were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how much they'd go through, you know, how much you could take them through.
I think Tracker makes them now, too, which is Bass Pros.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure everybody does, and they're probably all pretty good at this point.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But batteries, if I was just going to buy one, I'm not getting an electric one. The noise would be the only real benefit I think I would see. So... We did mention Blake. He was here yesterday. He bailed before. He didn't want to see everybody or everybody to see him, so he just walked around.
Is he on the lamb?
Maybe. It kind of looks like it. Getting a little scruffy. He was the only family was giving him crap for that on our video we just posted. If you guys haven't seen, go check out the videos that we just did. We were talking yesterday about – I think I might make a series out of the gaming one, like a season, like a five-game season or whatever. We'd go by the same rules, but you'd get, like, so many points for winning, so many points for second, no points for third, and then if you killed the biggest buck on that episode, you'd get bonus points or something, and then at the end we tally it up, and then for somehow or another, that would benefit you in the next game that we do. I think it'd be good. We might do that. We got to get more recorded at some point.
Sorry.
I just saw something I can't explain. I think that's probably a good place to leave it.
I think so.
Or I'm going to lose it. So thanks, guys, for tuning in. We always appreciate it. If you're new, like I said, this isn't the normal type of episode. We'll be in the studio most of the time with a guest. We are going to do video. If you're into that, you can watch on YouTube. If not, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast. And also, don't forget about our partners on the podcast. It's Rax Minerals, Rax Big Game Supplements. It's raxmineral.com is their website. Rodney Hawkins with RG Outdoors and Midwest Farm and Land. He's been great. We've been working with him for a while. If you guys need, if you're looking in the market for property in Illinois, if you're trying to get some sold, he's a guy to talk to. And if you're in the Southern Illinois area, specifically around Flora, he's got RG Outdoors where he sells just an outdoor shop. He's got a lot of different products, and he's adding more all the time, so you can check that out. And then don't forget about Flambeau as well. We've got their turkey set up. You can kind of see the fan over here behind me. We've got the strutter set up. People have been walking by messing with it all weekend. But they've got some great decoys, great weapon storage stuff, great fishing storage stuff, and it's all at blue-collar pricing is what I'm going to call it, because there's some of them out there that might be great, but most of us regular folk can't afford them, especially some of us whose wife won't let us spend any money. So none of us, of course.
No.
But Flambeau has got you covered if that's your situation. So go check them out, flambeauoutdoors.com. That's going to do it. Thanks, everybody, for watching, and we'll catch you guys Friday.